It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And I reckon it's going to be a little bit of a slow day today, Tuesday, April the 2nd, no dreaded Monday for our start back at work, a long weekend, yeah, come to a close, had to sooner or later, and another short week this week, so it can't all be bad. And as we touched on last week, the real estate industry really does like to get Easter out of the way so that more of these vendors decide, right, now is the time to list my property and take it to market. In fact, a very interesting and revealing CoreLogic study, you might have caught up on this news, 40% of house and unit markets experienced double-digit rent hikes, with 94.2% overall witnessing annual increases. Probably not that surprising. The national rent trend, after reaching a low in October of last year, climbed to 8.5% in February, driven partly by rising capital city and regional house rents. Affordability challenges in urban unit rentals are also prompting some tenants to shift towards houses or more affordable regions. And if you're wondering which region is on fire at the moment, well, Perth emerged as the top performer, with all markets recording growth, while Hobart faced declines, particularly in unit rentals. So good morning if you are in Hobart, and also if you are in Penrith, because that is where we go to next. We are catching up with Giselle Powell, who is the owner and principal of Remax there in Penrith. And a very good morning to you, Giselle, after a long weekend. Did you have a good weekend, a relaxing weekend, a bit of time down?
Oh, hi, Craig. Good morning. Yes, it was a lovely long weekend for me.
And I mentioned that, you know, the real estate industry, they do like to get the Easter out of the way. Is that how your office operates as well?
Yes, what we did is we've tried to sell as much as we can before the Easter. And then after Easter, like now, we're launching. So it's a matter of giving them the option, okay, we're launching now before the Easter, so you can sell before the Easter. And there are some who said, look, we want after the Easter. So hence the reason we're actually launching 5 properties this week.
Oh, well, that's good. That's going to keep you pretty busy. Now, just having a look at the Penrith market, 2022 was the peak of the market for you, like most markets, really. 2023 went into that drop. But what is happening in Penrith for 2024? I think you're kind of bouncing back, aren't you?
Well, that's actually correct. Even based on CoreLogic, you can see that trend that you mentioned a while ago, that from 2022, it was up and then went down 2023 because of the interest rates. Now it's coming back again. We've got a lot of people coming back because of that demand, and we're selling properties like median price normally, like in Penrith now, is about 900,000.
Now, you say that the median house price is 900,000. First home buyers, I think that they're targeting, aren't they, properties under 900K in your region, because there's some benefits that they can get.
Well, actually, that is amazingly that you mentioned that. It's actually true. And when you think of the 900, everyone wants to be in that price point for first home buyers because of the government initiatives. So they're getting a lot of with their stamp duties as well. So that's a lot of money to spend if you're not a first home buyer. And then you spend like with the stamp duty, it's pretty much times 4 of what you're buying. If you're buying a 900,000 and that's like 36,000 stamp duty.
Now, are you sort of seeing a bit of an uptick in people from other regions looking at the Penrith market and saying, well, this is a market that is offering all sorts of incentives for us? What is happening in 2024 around all of that?
We're seeing a lot of people, especially buyers from Sydney area, they are like migrating here. I think it's because of that price point that we mentioned a while ago. And Penrith is actually offering a lot of, like in terms of infrastructures and amenities here as well. So even if you work, let's say in Sydney or far away, there's a fast train for Penrith as well. And the other reason why most buyers from Sydney coming here, they know that the airport is coming as well. It's getting built. It's another reason why to, you know, choose Penrith.
So yeah, just picking up on the Western Airport and all of the infrastructure with that, how many sort of inquiries have you got? Or maybe it's more in a sort of a general comment, a conversation about, gee, the Western Airport, that's great, that's going to lift the area. Of course, people chase the infrastructure and that's a big one.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if, let's say, we just go to a supermarket, you bump into someone, they will just say, look, what's happening with Penrith area, right? And then you just say, oh, what's about the airport? It's a big news here. Everyone that live in Penrith, they know that that will bring a lot of work as well, job opportunities, because of that airport being built there. It's just huge for us. It's just going to be huge.
And what about just sort of circling back to the first home buyers? If you look at last year, their ability to be able to borrow money, it went down. However, of course, we are in a changing year for 2024. So far, the cash rate hasn't gone up. How is that affordability factor for some of the first home buyers that you're talking to? They're in a better financial position?
Because of the interest rate is on hold at the moment, right? And for some first home buyers, they have already saved a lot of money because with the interest rates on hold, they have to save money. And then they know that with the government helping them, so they manage, the affordability is there now. And that becomes, I keep saying to my buyers that the 800 to 900 price becomes the new 650 from, you know, when they first launched that first home grant. With the serviceability, they manage to save a lot of money, these first home buyers, because they know what they want and they know that that's the price that they can afford.
Yeah, and it's all about that serviceability, of course. All right, we're talking to Giselle Powell. She's the owner and the principal there in Penrith. We'll come back and talk more Penrith property after this.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And a question for you. Are you wanting to build a brand new home right now? If you are hoping to do that, no doubt you are experiencing some challenges. If you built your home before COVID, how lucky were you? Of course, at the time, we just didn't realise that COVID was coming. And there is a real urgency for Australia's home building sector to enhance productivity and address, of course, these labour shortages to ramp up new home construction. Embracing prefab construction and enhancing skilled migration, now they are both seen as potential solutions. Policymakers pledged to streamline regulations to foster modular housing growth, while industry leaders advocate for targeted skilled migration policies to meet ambitious home construction targets and modular housing growth. It's an area that we've got to see it expand way beyond where the level is right now.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And it is a Real Estate Tuesday, and we are back with Giselle Powell, who is the owner and principal of RE/MAX there in Penrith. And coming back to those vendors in your market there in Penrith, any concerns from some of the vendors that you're talking to in terms of listing and maybe hesitation?
The hesitation that we've got at the moment is there are still vendors that they think that because the airport is coming, so this is the other side of having the airport, all the infrastructures happening. Some vendors think that they just want to stay where they are at the moment and they will want to wait for the price of their property to increase. And that's one. The other thing too is if they will sell their property, they're thinking, where are we going to go? Because it's going to be the same price as well. So as an agent, if I know they really want to sell, you need to help them as well to find a place where they can go. It's going to be cheaper for them and there's affordability. So it's more of servicing them as well.
And what about those people when they sell up in Penrith? Where do they go to? Where do they go to, do you think? Have you got a sort of a tracking idea on where they land after selling up in Penrith?
They normally go to Queensland, the Central Coast.
Wow.
That's very popular. Queensland is very popular for them. I've got some vendors that actually went to Adelaide and to Western Australia because they said that the money that they have in here, they can buy property there that they can pay it outright. So they still have a little savings. But for some who really wants to stay here still in Penrith, even though they are most people, they're like most of my vendors, they are actually downsizing. Some of them either going to buy a small unit or a retirement. They will go to a retirement village. So that's where they're going.
It sounds like your market at the moment is list, market, and then sell and repeat. Is that what's happening?
That's right. Yeah, so it's just list, sell, repeat. Because in this market, most of my vendors, they have to sell, then they have to buy. And then some of the buyers as well in this market, they need to sell to buy. So it's like a double side blade, if you know what I mean.
And what about you as a principal there and your team? What are some of the challenges for the rest of 2024, keeping the team sort of all up? I mean, it's great at the moment that you, as you say, list, sell and repeat. You want that to continue so your team are feeling pretty buoyed up.
We're getting phone calls for listings every day, and we rent properties for, you know, like people will ask to rent. So that's part of the market that's going up as well, like what you mentioned a while ago. So I really, like with my team, we're all busy. I would love to, you know, hire more people, but for me at the moment, I'd rather have, I'm more on the quality than the quantity with my team. So they have their own farming areas and we just want to service everyone.
And in terms of farming area, what is the hotly contested farming area for real estate agents? Let's just finish up on that note in Penrith. Where's the spot to be?
Well, you've got Penrith, Kingswood because of the hospital, Nepean Hospital, and Cambridge Park and Warrington. So those area, hot areas at the moment.
All right, so we'll leave it there, Giselle. Thank you for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning and telling us a little bit about the Penrith real estate market.
Thank you so much, Greg, for having me. Thank you, and you have a lovely day.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
It shows that if you have a good renovation and the rest of the boxes are ticked in by way of location, presentation of the home and street appeal, you're able to extract an extremely good price in the market.
What the government has done, which is quite clever, is to incentivize the states and territories to get the ball rolling by putting $3.5 billion in incentives on the table.
But if you look at the area, there's not a lot of small property. North Shore flourishes with just big old homes or even new homes that are all massive on big blocks of land. It's not until you go right down into the lower North Shore where you start to find the smaller blocks and the smaller homes.
In that September quarter, we saw 25,000 new people come into our state in just a quarter. So if you're assuming 2.5 people per household, that's a requirement for another 10,000 households. And obviously, we're not building anywhere near that.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.